SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
At just 4 weeks old, Scout underwent surgery to remove a brain tumour. Her parents, Edwina and Sean Bradstreet, say at times it's been challenging to remain optimistic as their daughter underwent further treatments.
Guy was always a very positive, like, oh, it'll be fine, like it would just be this or it would just be that. And then the brain tumour was like, where do I find the positivity here?
I think we tried every step of the way to look on the positive side of things to keep ourselves motivated. But Scout, even from that age, like after her first surgery, she came out and the first thing she did was smile at us. Mm. And every time she's gone in or had anything done, she comes out and the first thing she does is give us a little smile. So I think she's kept us going through most of it.
Scout is one of more than 1,000 children diagnosed with cancer in Australia each year. Previously, treatment was given to target the type of cancer, but now scientists have found a more effective method. By analysing the genes within the patient's cancer cells, known as precision medicine, researchers have been able to find changes which make the cancer more responsive to different treatments. Professor David Ziegler is the study's author. He says it's the result of almost 10 years of work.
What happens is, you know, we find genetic change which may be unique and may not usually be seen in that cancer. It might be a genetic change that we see in adults with melanoma or adults with breast cancer, and not one that we normally see in children's cancer, but we will then access a drug that's usually used to treat adult melanoma patients and instead use that to treat this child with cancer.
Sean Bradstreet says for his daughter Scout, the drug used was developed from treatment used to treat adult lung cancer.
They grew a tumour in the lab and it melted the tumour in the lab. So he's like, if it works there, it'll work on her. So we started giving her the medication and the first scan was 2 months later and it showed it reduced the tumour by 30%. And ever since it's been stable. So I said stable is our favourite word at the minute. That's all we want to see.
A number of the 384 children in the program had aggressive cancers that had not responded to standard treatment, such as chemotherapy. Observed over 3 years, 55% of the children in the group achieved complete or partial remission. Professor Ziegler says after 2 years, researchers saw survival rates double.
This has really changed, you know, how we interact with patients and their parents just over the last few years, where even just a few years ago we may not have had any hope or any other treatments to offer, to a place where we can now do this testing, we can find new treatments and we can offer these patients hope where previously we may have had none.
The first tumour researchers looked at in 2015 took 1 year to analyse. Now they're able to get comprehensive results back to clinicians in less than 4 weeks, meaning faster treatment and better outcomes for young patients. The findings have been published in the journal Nature Medicine and will be shared with clinicians worldwide to expand the benefits of this homegrown research. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.